Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined by three very successful coaches here in Marion County talking about the Balloon Fest 5K, 10K. I'm going to start off with Mike Bouquet, head coach of the Pella Christian Eagles cross-country program. And Mike, what does it mean to be bringing back the Balloon Fest 5K, 10K this year for a number of participants that we know are going to be coming back out after some big events here in years past?
I think it's exciting. It's been awesome to coordinate this with the Knoxville and Pella High cross country programs, and it's just become just part of the summer routine and part of what we look forward to as we build through the summer and leading up to our cross country season. So it's one of those building blocks, and we just get a lot of support from a lot of directions that people just know it's something that we do. So it's awesome on lots of different fronts.
It is awesome. And one thing that Mike talked about there is the support of the programs. And we've got Doug Cutler and Michael Splavek with the Knoxville and Pella cross country teams. Doug, I'll start with you. Just talking about the support that this brings in, it allows you guys as cross country programs to support the kids in numerous ways, whether that be, you know, travel expenses, things of that, because it does serve as a fundraiser as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I think the support sort of comes in threefold. There's first just the support for the kids as we're preparing for a new season. It's sort of a kind of halfway point of the summer that, you know, are they doing their training? Are they getting ready for the season so that it can be everything that it can possibly be for them? The second one is just that community connection of, you know, all the sponsors. I mean, we have yearly sponsors who donate every single year. We have new sponsors every year, connecting them to us and also the kids to them, the realizing, hold it, the community values their efforts, they value their performance, they value investing in them, and that brings a great deal of pride for the kids. And then thirdly, obviously, that financial aspect of, again, you know, just like everything else in life, everything's getting more expensive, whether it helps us with transportation or equipment. We bring in speakers, we bring in a dietitian that speaks to the kids and really kind of emphasizes that. You know, we coaches can talk to them about sleep and diet and all those good habits and good choices to make. When an outside expert comes in, it just adds a little more credence that they know, hold it, we spent money to have this expert come talk to you. And sometimes we see some life-changing decisions made that are very, very positive. So on the Pella High side, especially this year, we have a special trip coming up this season. We're going to be going to the GRIAC Invitational up in Minnesota for the first time. We've never taken a team out of state, but the funds that we make through this are really going to contribute to help us make that trip. Our girls' team could be pretty special, and we're going to take a chance to see if we can race some of the best teams in the country.
Absolutely, Michael, similar thing. It does just help with that community aspect, but also with the financial aspect for the Knoxville cross country team as well.
Yeah, so a lot of the same things that Coach Cutler was talking about, you know, it connects those businesses to our kids. So like if a kid sees like that, you know, whatever business in the community is sponsoring them, they might go out there and support that business, just knowing that, hey, they've got my back, so I'm going to have their back, and just kind of builds that community within each of our programs. And a lot of the times we get a lot of the parents of our athletes that will sponsor because they know how much this program means to their family, especially families that have been a part of our programs for a long time. You know, we were talking before we started this interview about how we've had kids for many, many years, you know, lots of siblings and cousins and uncles and aunts of different family members in our program. So it's a great community builder, and as running is on its own, just being a great community builder.
And again, we're talking to Mike Bouquet, Doug Cutler, and Michael Splavek, the cross-country coaches for Pella Christian, Pella, and Knoxville here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page about the Balloon Fest 5K. And Mike, one thing we want to highlight in particular here is kind of the routes that are going to be for the courses over there near Lake Red Rock. Going to be a little bit of a challenge for maybe some of those who aren't our normal cross-country runners. We hope it's not as quite as challenging, but again, some great routes to be able to challenge both our normal cross-country runners at the high school level, those who are maybe joining as outside participants as well, just to be able to get in shape, especially for our cross-country runners coming up into the season.
Yeah, for those that haven't been able to run the race or participate in it or even volunteer, it is an out-and-back race. We start at the North Overlook Beach, and we set up the start line, finish line, not too far off of the beach, so it allows the kids to get there and warm up, and or any participants, I should say, not just the kids. So used to just coaching kids, but But it is fun to see family members and new people from out of town come in. But it's an out and back run on the trail. So we have volunteers on the trail to make sure if there's bikes coming through, we don't necessarily shut down the trail. But our 10K goes off-road, you know, towards the front of the race. And we stagger start the 5K and the 10K because our size has gotten big enough now that we need a little more space at the start line. It's you know, it's got some hills in it and a little bit of off-roading off, you know, the off trail for the 10K. But at the same time, it's not too bad. You know, it's on a hard surface. So that makes it, I think, a faster 5K, 10K. So it's kind of fun that way as well.
And again, it as we talk about this, Michael, it brings in that celebration component with the Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest, but it also brings out the competition side of things as well within the athletes and even some of the parents, because they kind of want to see how they maybe stack up with, you know, the runners that are running well or those who are coming from the outside that, you know, they're looking at it and seeing the success of the Marion County cross country teams. So it does bring out a little bit of that celebration, but also brings out some of that competition as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, midsummer competition is always great. You know, all these kids definitely put in a lot of miles throughout all the summer training that they do. But and then being able to go out here in early July and kind of see where they're at and compare themselves to some of the other programs is always really exciting. But just the Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest in general is a great community event. Brings out a lot of people and a lot of cool things. There's nothing better than the years when the balloons can launch in the morning and fly right over the top of the trail. It's just a beautiful sight to see. You know, typically early July weather breeds no clouds in the skies. So when you get to see some beautiful balloons flying overhead, it really makes for a special event.
And Doug, kind of another thing that it does is we talked about it a little bit earlier, but it gets to highlight the successes of these three cross-country programs. I know last year, your squad had the winners of both the male and the female divisions in the 5K there with Keenan and Marissa. And just kind of looking at that, it's just a great opportunity to highlight the successes for not just the athletes that are running in it, but also those who are coming in and competing and seeing the success of the three Marion County cross-country programs here between Pella Christian, Pella, and Knoxville.
No, absolutely. Again, cross-country is just that special event that every single individual is aspiring to something. And again, it's always improvement over outcome, you know, especially in the summer. So getting a chance to see first and foremost the athletes that we will be coaching this season, you get a kind of a preview of what they're doing. You see a lot of younger kids who are seeing what they can do. And I think that's part of the improvement that we've had over the years at the high school level on all three teams, is that the younger generation sees what's possible and they see that what this is something that's fun, this is something that we can do, and then they aspire to meet that bar. You know, having kids come back, you know, the kids who have graduated and come back and still participate and connect with the team and connect with us coaches still, that's super special. And the families, you know, families as well, families again that have been involved in all three, on all three teams for years and years and years, just continuing to have that connection. Again, there's a synergy to the history of it. And the fact that it's our 14th year, I think we're very proud of that fact. And you know what, again, thanks for doing this interview here, but if you don't mind, give a little shout out to the people who are going to run for the first time. And KNIA, KRLS's Andrew Schneider, who does such a wonderful job of covering us, he's going to run it for the first time this year. And that's going to be fantastic to see. So from veterans to beginners, it's just a great event, a chance to see what you can do and enjoy this camaraderie of running.
And it should be fun, Mike. I'm going to wrap up with this, our registration information. I know that there's some fun things that go into the registration part of this, because while there may be some fees, it does all go back towards great causes with the cross-country program and maybe a little bit of something for those who run particularly well in the events of the Balloon Fest 5K and 10K.
Yeah, you bet. So just a couple key things. So it's $25 per registrant till July 11th, and we do raise the fee to $30. You can register up until the day of the race, so we've got online registrations happening, but you can walk up and register that morning yet. At some point that morning, we cut off registrants just because the race has to start at some point. And then if you have a group of four, we give a discount to where you can register for $20 per runner. One of the things that we're excited about this year is we've always done awards and you know, a little gift, if you will, for those that perform at the top. But this year for the 10K race, we're putting a little more incentive in. We've got a $1,200 purse for the first, second, and third place finishers, both on the boys and the girls side. So for those that haven't ran a 10K, there's very few 10K races around. So if you want to do something different than a 5K with a little more distance and work up a little more sweat, there's a little bit of a purse there for the top performers as well. So, and then we also have a masters division. So we've continued to add age divisions as we've done this, as we've gotten more registrants. And this year's registration numbers are at a record pace over what we've done prior years. So we're excited for that. And our sponsors are really signing up nicely again this year. So it's going to be a good day, a good event, and a great fundraiser for all three of our programs, and an opportunity for people to participate in a race right here in our backyard out by a beautiful lake and on the Balloon Fest weekend. So we're excited for all of it.
We have no doubt it'll be another great event. Again, that's Mike Bouquet, Doug Cutler, and Michael Splavek with the Pella Christian, Pella, and Knoxville Cross Country teams here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, talking about the Balloon Fest 5K, 10K coming up here on July 12th.